Hey, mamas. Deep breath. Have you had enough? Enough of the holidays, the chaotic frenzy and expectation, the agendas of others? You're not alone, divorce or no divorce. It's how us mothers often set ourselves up. So, I'm not coming at you with a lofty list of more to do at a time when you'd likely prefer to run for cover. I'm specifically speaking of resolutions. New Year's promises to self that at a time like this can actually be counterproductive and work against you. I know that sounds contrary to popular belief. And of course, I love all things motivational, inspirational, and that will help you move the healing needle in your life. And if that resonates with you, by all means, carry on. But if it doesn't, let's skip a beat and exhale. The biggest part of honoring your intuition and why it's a game changer in divorce and life is leaning in and listening to what is whispering. Can you hear it? What do you need right now to set yourself up well? Do you really want to take on another thing in this moment? Maybe you do, and that's okay. However, maybe you need stillness, calm, quiet, safety, and room to restore. Maybe we should simply redefine what resolutions are and allow ourselves to declare what we need and show up for ourselves in ways that we need most. Maybe we should simply redefine what resolutions are and allow ourselves to declare what we need and to show up for ourselves in ways that we need most and likely never have before. It's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation Ditch the Resolutions. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So, let's dive into today's episode. Something tells me that the last thing you need is another thing on your plate. And for all my people-pleasing, peacekeeping, sacrificing mamas out there, you've likely already put yourself through the ringer this holiday season. Am I right? Are you feeling exhausted, depleted, unrecognized, and like you're coming undone? Okay, good. Let's roll up our sleeves and focus on you. Yes, you, for a moment. First off, let's ditch the resolutions. Whew! Now that that's off the table, there's a part of me that wants to run for cover when it comes time to sit down and make all kinds of declarations about where I'm going, what I'm leaving behind, what I'm stepping into in the new year, what's my word, where's my vision board, etc. And then there's a part of me that totally wants to get on board with all of it. But what if I gave you a permission slip to skip right over the resolutions this year? Yep, you heard that correctly. If you slip up or make a move that isn't working out, you pivot and you make a new one. Sometimes resolutions can feel like a setup, setting yourself up to fail. Now, there's a distinction between hiding from your feelings and overcommitting to a list that just isn't attainable in this moment and that needs to be incredibly flexible. Your year won't go down the tubes because January 1st didn't go off as planned. What if I told you that every day is a new year, a new clean slate to make more empowered, heart-centered, and intuitive choices that are aligned with who you truly are at your core? Doesn't that come as a breath of fresh air? See? You haven't missed the boat. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with resolutions, provided they resonate with you and provided they don't derail you. Anything that helps you move the needle in the non-judgmental, self-awareness and self-care, self-motivation department is a win-win in my best self book. And I'm not advising you to just wing the new year, sitting around waiting for magical unicorns to arrive and sprinkle stardust about making everything okay, least of all in your divorce. As nice as that may sound, we have to participate in formulating the solution. It's easy to get all revved up and ready to go and then get detoured. Life, holidays, divorce, emotions, unhealed trauma, being pulled in 100 directions at once, mothering, work, it all gets in the way. The reason we usually fail with our string of broken promises is that we try to go from A to Z with nothing in between. We set our aspirations to an unsustainable level right out of the gate. Want to know what the top 5 resolutions are? Eat healthier, exercise more, lose weight, save more money, spend more time with family. The bottom line is that we all actually already know what we need. You know if you need to eat better quality food, move your body more, sit in stillness, meditate, create, lean in or lean out. You don't actually need anyone to tell you. You just need to learn to reconnect to this part of yourself and then listen. You need to honor yourself and make time in that 24-hour span for you. Think of it as baby steps and building blocks. Start small. Set yourself up to win and languish in that. I promise when you start to feel the sweetness of success, you'll get pumped up and hungry for more. That's how we create lasting momentum in our lives. It's not about the grand sweeping dramatic gestures. It's about the slow, steady, consistent, and intuitive ones. I want to remind you that no matter how your year gets off to a start, no matter how bumpy, how many twists and turns, you can still shift it in the direction you choose and get back on track. Your new year can start today or tomorrow or the next. If resolutions, words, journaling, new commitments, and promises to self work for you, great. If not, don't worry. Just find your thing, the action that will support you and build upon it. I'd invite you to consider how you want to feel in your body, home, and life. What are the words you'd use to describe that? Healthy, calm, safe, stable, inspired, at peace, playful, joyful, creative, abundant? Do any of those resonate? Focus on the feeling and less about the lists. For example, if you want to feel ease, peace, joy, whimsical, alive, what actions could you take to support that? Tell me how you want to feel, and then tell me how you're going to support those feelings. I work with mamas to help them untangle those weeds and become masterful gardeners of their own lives. I can't even begin to tell you how powerful it is to witness another woman reconnect to herself and to remember the woman that got buried away. It's a divine slice of grace. Sometimes we need to be reminded of who we are. It's easy to get lost in life, but we can find our way home again. Through our pain and darkness, there is discovery and freedom, and you don't need resolutions to get there. You need to reactivate your intuitive self so that you can trust in the moves you make and grant yourself permission to do so. In the meantime, here is your official permission slip to ditch the resolutions and do it differently this year, to march to the beat of your own intuitive self. You don't need resolutions, Mama. You need to follow your intuition. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got 2 ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the 3 steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.